Will you please turn to 2 Timothy?
请我们打开圣经提摩太后书。
We read from verse 19 through verse 22.
我们从十九节念到二十二节。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 19 through 22.
提摩太后书二章十九节到二十二节。
Yet the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those that are his. And let everyone who names the name of the Lord withdraw from iniquity. But in a great house, there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also wooden and earthen, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If therefore one shall have purified himself from these, in separating himself from them, he shall be a vessel to honor, sanctified, serviceable to the master, prepared for every good work. But youthful lusts flee, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those that call upon the Lord out of a pure heart.
然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有这印记说，主认识谁是他的人。又说，凡称呼主名的人，总要离开不义。在大户人家，不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
We are told in Ecclesiastes.Chapter 8, verses 5 and 6.
在传道书第八章第五节第六节有这样一句话。
The wise man's heart knows time and manner, for to every purpose there is time and manner.
智慧人的心能辨明时候和定理，各样事物成就都有时候和定理。
It is wise to know the time.
能够辨明时候是聪明人。
And it is even wiser if you know the manner, that is, you know how to behave.At the time.
如果你能够不但知道时间，更能够知道在这个时间里面应当做什么，那你是更聪明的人。
Brothers and sisters, I believe, in a sense, we all know the time that we are living today.
在一个意义上来讲，我们每一个人都知道我们现今所活在的时代是怎么样一个时代。
The Bible shows us that we are living at the very end of this age.
从主的话告诉我们，我们现在正处在这个时代最后的一段时间。
The whole world is speeding towards the end.
全世界好像加速地朝这个末结局前进。
And even the church today.Has come into such apostasy.
而且我们看今天在地上的教会已经走到一个离道反教的时候。
Not only the earth has shaken, but even heaven has also shaken.
不但神震动了地，而且也要震动天。
This is the time that we are living today.
这正是我们所活的时段。
And it behoves us that we know how to live during such a day.
在这样的一个时代，如何生活是很重要的事。
This morning we are concerned mostly with the condition of the church.
今天早晨我们一同来思想一下教会的光景。
In 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15,
在我们刚刚念的提摩太后书第前书第三章
verse 15,
十五节
we are told what the church is.
在这里告诉我们教会应当是什么。
The church is the church of the living God.
教会是永生神的家。
It is the base and pillar of truth.
是真理的柱石和根基。
But it is no longer true when we look at the church in general today.
但是用这个定义放眼看今天世界上的教会好像离开这个定义很远了。
We find that there is such apostasy around us.
我们看见的是许多。
We find not only corruption, we also find heresy.
我们不但找到有腐败的事，还有异端的事。
As we are living in the church in such state,
那么我们是在这样的教会可怜的光景中生活。
How should we behave?
那我们应当如何行动呢？生活呢？
Is there any word from the Lord as to what we should do?
主有没有针对这样的光景对我们说我们该做什么？
I believe that in 2 Timothy, in that passage we have just read, the Lord has shown us the way.
我们刚刚在读经的时候读的那一段话是神对这样的光景的良药。
We know that 2 Timothy is the last letter written by the Apostle Paul.
提摩太后书是在保罗所写的书信中最后一封。
It was written before his martyrdom.
是在他要殉道之前的最后的交代。
And he told us that we are living in a perilous day.
他的信里告诉我们，我们现在是在一个极危险的时代。
In the church, we find that there are lovers of pleasure, lovers of money, and lovers of self.
他告诉我们在末后的时代，教会的光景，有人贪爱钱财，只顾厌乐。
They are not lovers of God and lovers of good.
他们并不喜爱良善，更不喜爱神。
And we are living in such a time.
我们不就活在这样的时代中吗？
The church has become a great house.
教会已经变成了一个大户人家。
In that great house, there are vessels to honor and vessels to dishonor.
在大户人家有贵重的器皿，同时也有卑贱的器皿。
Now, how should we behave when we are in such situation?
那在这样的一个光景中，我们应当如何生活呢？
Should we just follow the current today?
那我们是不是就随波逐流？
Or should we get despair and discouraged?
或者我们就失望，我们灰心？
What must we do?
到底我们该如何生活？
I believe that the passage that we have just read tells us the way.
那我们读的这一段圣经呢，就告诉我们当如何行。
And I do pray to the Lord that He will show to us and keep us faithful to it.
我向神祷告，神借着这段话，实在把一条路摆在我们前面。
In verse 19, it begins with the word yet.
在十九节我们刚刚开始的时候，他用第一个字，然而。
Now, it is because in the former verses, he tells us of apostasy.
因为在十九节之前，他说了一段教会离道反教的光景。
And how people have departed from the truth.
教会有人背离了真理。
If we look around ourselves,
如果我们看看我们自己的周遭
and see the situation of the church today,
我们看看今天教会普遍的情形
probably we will feel the same.
我们可能有保罗的感觉
we think that things are getting further and further away from God.
我们能够察觉今天教会好像离神一步一步越来越远。
We are really in a Laodicean situation.
我们好像启示录里面描述的老底家的教会光景。
We are neither hot nor cold.
今天也不冷也不热。
And we are boasting of our own riches.
我们以自己的财富为夸口。
Not knowing our real situation before God.
我们对自己属灵真实的光景，我们毫无感觉。
Not knowing that even the Lord Himself was outside of the door.
我们根本就不知道耶稣基督是在教会的门外。
Everything seems to be decaying.
我们看到许多的事情都在那里逐渐逐渐的退化。
And everything seems to be falling apart.
好像每一件事物都在那里散开。
And yet, the Bible says, the foundation, the firm foundation of God stands.
这里保罗提醒我们，神坚固的根基永远立住。
Everything may be decaying.
是的，好像外面的事情都好像在退步。
And yet we know that the firm foundation of God.Remains the same.
但是我们必须知道，神的那一个坚固的根基永不改变。
You remember our Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16.
你回想主耶稣在马太十六章所说的话。
Verse 18.
十八节。
He says, "You are Peter."
他说你是彼得。
On this rock, I will build my church.
在这磐石上。我要建我的教会
and Hades gates shall not prevail against it.
阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
we know one thing is sure.
我们知道有一件事情我们有把握。
Our Lord Jesus Himself is the foundation of the church.
耶稣基督自己是教会的根基。
The superstructure may be shaken.
这整个的上层建筑可能在被震动
But the foundation stands firm.
但是它的根基永远坚固在那里
Our Lord Himself is the foundation of the church.
因为我们的主自己是教会的根基
He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他昨日今日一直到永远不改变
He is faithful, trustworthy,
他是可信的，他是我们可以信任。
He is the same.
他是没有改变，一样的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，If we look at our circumstances,
如果我们看今天的环境
，Even if we look at ourselves,
或者甚至我们看看我们自己
，Or if we look at other people.
我们看看我们的旁边的弟兄姐妹
We feel disappointed
我们很灰心
But if we look away from all these things
但是如果我们把我们的眼睛从这一切都转移
and look steadfastly upon Jesus.
单单注目在基督的身上。
The more you look at him,
你越看他，
the more you feel strengthened.
你就越得着力量。
So during such a period of time,
所以在今天这样的一个时代中，
it behoves us that we will look away from everything.
这个从万有都把我们的眼睛转开。
And we look steadfastly upon him who is the rock, the foundation of the church.
我们注意注目在基督耶稣，他是教会的根基，元首的身上，这是最重要的。
That will strengthen our faith.
这样我们的信心坚固。
Yet the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal.The Lord knows that are His.
神坚固的根基立住了，上面有这印记，说谁是他的人。
We do not know ourselves.
我们对自己不认识。
The Bible tells us that our heart is so wicked.
圣经说，人的心坏到极处。
It is so deceitful.That it even deceives ourselves.
我们会这个心的坏可以坏到我们自己都受骗。
We do not know ourselves.
我们不认识自己。
But there is one who knows our heart.
但是有一位真的知道我们的心。
And he tries our range.
他考验我们。
He knows.Our situation.
他了解我们的光景。
So in spite of everything that seems to be so superficial and so decaying.
今天不管这个事情，今天万事都是这样的表面化，也是这样的腐败化。
Everything seems to be so deceitful.
好像没有，都是骗人的。
We do not really know exactly what it is.
我们不知道事实的真相到底是什么。
But thank God, He knows those that are His.
但是感谢主，神是真正知道谁是属于他的。
Because we look at appearance.
人只看外表。
But God looks upon the heart.
神鉴察人的心。
And those who are really His.
那些真正属于主的。
He put His seal upon it.
他就把他的印记盖在他们身上。
Now we know from the scripture that the Holy Spirit is the seal of God.
圣经又告诉我们，圣灵乃是这个印记。
You know, in the scripture, the seals means this is mine.
在圣经里面提到印记的时候，是告诉我们这是一个记号，标明它的主人是谁。
In the old days, when people go to the forest to buy wood,
在古时候，人到森林里面去买原木。
And these buyers, when they see these trees,
那么去买木材的人
，they will see which tree they want to buy.
他看到这些树，他要选哪一棵我要买。
And to that tree, he will put his seal.
他要买的那棵树呢，就打上他的印记。
And afterwards, they will transport that wood to this man.
然后根据这个印记，那商家就把这个木材运到这个买家的那里去。
So the seal means that it is mine.
所以这个印记所标记的就是说这是我的。
And the Holy Spirit.Is a seal of God.
那么圣经说圣灵是神的印记。
Nobody knows us.
没有人认识我们。
Whether we are really following the Lord or we are departing from the Lord.
到底我们是跟随神呢，还是离开神？
Our good appearance may cheat us.
外表看不出来。
But God knows.
但是神知道。
The Holy Spirit within us.Will seal us.
在我们里面的圣灵是 那个标记印记。
And he will say, "You are mine."
这个印记是宣告你是属于主的。
You belong to me.
你属于神的。
That is on God's side.
这是神的工作。
Then you find there is on the human side.
那么现在从人的方面来看呢？
How do we know that we are sealed by God?
我们怎么知道我们是被神打上印记的人？
And it says, let everyone who names the names of the Lord withdraw from iniquity.
那就是这下面这节圣经说，凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。
Since we name the name of the Lord,
因为我们称呼主名，
how do we prove ourselves that we are sealed by him?
那我们怎么证明知道我们是真正被神打上印记属于他呢？
That we are approved by him.
我们被他称许呢？
How do we prove that?
我们怎么证明这个点？
Everyone that names the names of the Lord depart from iniquity.
每一个称呼主名的人，他必须是一个离开不义的人。
Iniquity means unrighteousness.
这里不义就是没有行出神所要求的。
Everything that is unrighteous before God, we have to depart from it.
凡是在神眼中看为不义的事，我们要远离。
And this is the only way to prove that we are sealed by God.
这是凡是被神打上印记人的证明，你是属于他的。
How do we know that this is unrighteous or this is righteous?
那我们怎么知道这件事情是义还是不义呢？
Who will tell us about it?
谁能够告诉我们对与错？
This is not judged by any other standard, but by God's own standard.
这个标准不是任何人来定，而是神定的标准。
We thank God.That he has given us the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢神赐给我们圣灵。
And he dwells within us.
这位圣灵又住在我们里面。
He will never leave us nor forsake us.
他不会丢弃我们，放弃我们。
He will teach us in all things.
他在凡事上教导我们。
Not only big things, but even small things.
他教导我们不但怎么样做大的事，也指教我们在小的事。
He will teach us what is right in the sight of God.
他要指教我们什么在神的面前被看为正。
What is unrighteous before God?
什么在神的面前看为不义。
And we need to obey the teaching of the anointing within us.
我们每一个人要学的就是来顺服这位凡事教导我们的圣灵。
And this is the only way that we are able to depart from iniquity.
这是唯一让我们能够离开不义的方法。
Because he is God's standard.
因为只有他才是神的标准。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
in our daily lives,
在我们每天的生活当中，
we need to listen and to obey the voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们要操练如何听从在我们里面圣灵的声音。
In a sense, Christian life is very simple.
在一个意义上来说，基督徒的生活应该很简单。
All you need to do is to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们所负的责任就是听从圣灵在我们里面的声音。
Do not grieve him.
不要叫他担忧。
Do not quench him.
不要叫他不要消灭圣灵的感动。
But learn to listen and to obey.
要学着听顺从。
And if you're not too sure of it,
如果你没有把握，
then you check it with the word of God.
那你就要回到主的话来印证一下。
Because God's word is God's breathed.
圣经的话是神的呼吸。
It is by the Holy Spirit.
这个是圣灵做的。
So whether it is in the word or whether it's in your heart, they must agree.
在圣经里的话与你里面的感动必须是吻合的。
This is the way to show that we are really walking with the Lord.
所以如果主的话语里面声音是吻合，我们就知道有把握，我们是行在圣灵里。
In this age of apostasy,
在这个离道反教的时代中
，there are so many voices.
你要听到很多的杂音。
But there's one voice that you must listen.
你要学在众多的声音，有一个声音你一定要听。
It is the voice of the Spirit of God.
那就是圣灵的声音。
And that shows that you are sealed by God.
如果你能够听从这个声音，就证明你有圣灵在你的身上的印记。
So this is the principle by which we live in this age.
所以在这样的一个时代中，我们生活的标准方法就是这一个。
When everything is changing and decaying.
万事都在改变，都是在退步。
God remains the same.
神不改变。
Any spirit within us will not fail to teach us.
在我们里面的圣灵从来没有失败的教训我们。
And this is the way that we should follow.
他教训我们，这是正路，要行在其中。
Then in verse 20, you find an illustration.
然后二十节之后是一个例子解释。
He said there is in a great house there are not only gold and silver vessels but also wooden and earthen, some to honor and some to dishonor.
二十节说，大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。
We know that gold in the scripture.Always signifies the nature of God.
在圣经里面，每一次提到金，都预表神的性情，他的性情。
Because He is incorruptible.
因为我们的神是不朽坏的。
And then silver in the Scripture always speaks of redemption.
那圣经中的银总是说出神的救赎这一方面。
It speaks of the redemptive work of our Lord Jesus.
讲到耶稣基督的救赎大功。
So there are vessels that are golden and vessels of silver.
所以在神的家中有金的器皿，也有银的器皿。
In other words, it is born of God and it is in the redemptive work of Christ.
所以这个金器与银器就说到我们是从神的性情中生出来的，也有神救赎的大功完成的。
And there are vessels, wooden and earthen.
那同时呢，你也会发现有木器与瓦器。
Wood in the scripture always speaks of human man.
在圣经里面讲到木头的时候，就说到这是人。
And when it speaks of earthen, it always speaks of worldly.
那么讲到瓦器的时候，都是讲到属地的。
So here you find in the great house.
那么现在你看到在一个大户人家。
Brothers and sisters, the church being the church of the living God.
我们在前一本书看见教会是永生神的家。
In other words, in the church, there should be only golden and silver vessels.
所以在正常情况之下，神的家应该只有金器与银器才对。
Everything comes from God.
因为在神的家，每一件事物都是从神而来。
Born of God.
从神生的。
Having the nature of God.
还有神的性情。
And everything is the result of the redemptive work of our Lord Jesus.
神家中的一切都是出于耶稣基督的救赎而成功的。
This is what the church is.
这是教会的本性质。
Because the superstructure is the outgrowth of the foundation.
所以这一切的教会的这个上层建筑是从这个教会的根基长出来的。
We grow out of Christ and we grow into Christ.
一面说我们是从基督长成，一面也长进入基督里头。
This is what the church really is.
这才是真正教会的内容。
But unfortunately, the church has become a great house.
但是很可惜，今天我们看到的教会成了一个大户人家。
They are not only gold and silver vessels, but also wooden and earthen vessels.
所以你不单单看见有金器有银器，同时你也发现有木器与瓦器。
You find there are lots of things that come out of man.
你就会发现在教会里面有许多的事情是出于人的。
It belongs to the old Adam.
那是出于老亚当性情的。
It is not out of God.
并不是真正从神出来的。
And you find there are so many things that are worldly.
好多的事情是属地的
It is not heavenly
不是属天的
Now these golden and silver vessels are vessels to honor
那么金器银器呢是做贵重的使用
Now what does it mean that?
什么意思
Vessels to honor
什么叫做贵重的器皿呢
In other words that these vessels may honor God
用另外一个话表达就是说这些器皿是荣耀神的
And then wooden and earthen vessels are to dishonor
那反过来木器与瓦器呢是羞辱神的
They will dishonor God
它不带给神荣耀
So you find this is the difference
所以你就看到这两大两个差异性
And when we are living in such a situation,
那我们在这种情形中生活
Now what should we do?
我们该怎么办
Should we content to be wooden and earthen vessels?
那我们就以木器与瓦器的光景为满足吗
Even though we are saved by grace,
今天我们每一个都是被神的恩典救赎的
Even though we have the life of God in us
我们都有基督的生命在我们里面
And yet we do not walk according to Christ
但是我们并没有照着基督而遵行他
We still live by our own flesh
我们靠着肉体来生活
According to our own ideas
我们靠着自己的意念来生活
And even follow the worldly ways
我们甚至效法世界的方法
Brothers and sisters
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
What should we do?
怎么办
We are living in such a mixture
我们活在一个掺杂的光景中
Do we just accept all these things?
我们就默默地承认就是这样子咯
What should we do?
我们当怎么行
Now you'll find the scripture tells us
那圣经这样说
If, therefore, one shall have purified himself from these,He shall be a vessel to honor.
二十一节，人若自洁脱离卑贱，就做贵重的器皿。
In other words, whether you contend to be a vessel to dishonor, or you desire to be a vessel to honor, it depends on one thing.
那么在这卷圣经里面就告诉我们，到底我们能做贵重的器皿，还是？这个卑贱的器皿要看一件事情
Thank God we are all saved by grace
我们每一个人都要感谢神我们靠恩典得救
We all have his life in us
我们都有他的生命在我们里面
But unfortunately we still have our Adamic life in us too
但是不幸的我们的里面还有老亚当的 生命
Now, how are we going to live our daily life?
那么在这样的光景中，我们每天是怎么样操练呢？
Are we to live by the life of Christ, or are we to continue to live by our old Adamic life?
那么我们就有一个选择，是靠着这个新的生命，基督的生命而活呢，还是靠着老旧的老亚当的生命继续活呢？
Are we willing to deny ourselves, take up the cross, And follow the Lord.
那就是主所要求的。有没有人愿意背起自己的十字架，舍己跟从他
？In other words, there are two ways before us.
换言之，每一个人前面有两条路。
One is the broad way，
一条叫做宽路。
And many are walking there，
大部分人走这条路的。
But it leads to destruction，
但是终结是灭亡。
And there is another is the narrow way，
另外一条路呢叫做窄路。
And few even found it，
很少人找到的。
But it leads to life eternal.
但是这条路最终的结局是永生。
You know, this is in Matthew chapter 7.
这是马太七章所告诉我们。
It has nothing to do with initial salvation.
这个两条路跟起初的救恩是没有关系的。
These two ways are for those who are redeemed by the Lord.
这两条路的选择是摆在每一个得救的基督徒的面前。
The Lord wants us to choose which way we want to go.
那么现在主耶稣对他的门，这个信他的人说，哪一条路你要走哪一条路？
We can choose to live by ourselves.
我们可以选靠自己而活。
To satisfy our own selves.
满足我个人的喜好。
As if we are free to do whatever we like.
好像我们是有一个很大的自由度，高兴干什么就做什么。
We follow the way of the world.
我们跟世人差不多。
We can do that.
这是我们的选择。
But if we do that, we become earthen and wooden vessels.
如果你选这条路的话，你就把自己变成了木器与瓦器。
We will be vessels to dishonor.
那这样我们就成为卑贱的器皿。
We'll dishonor our Lord.
那我们就让我们主的名在我们身上得不到荣耀。
But if we are willing to purify ourselves from these,
但是圣经说，人若从这些卑贱的事情自洁的话，
The word purify here is used twice in the New Testament.
这个字自洁在整个新约里面用了两次。
Once it is here, you find in verse 21.
一次就是这二十一节这里这用的。
And the other is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7.
另外一次呢，就是在哥林多前书第五章第七节。
In 1 Corinthians 5 7 it tells us, purge out the old leaven.
在哥林多前书五章七节，神的话说，要把那个旧的面酵除掉。
That you may be a new loaf unto God.
这样我们就能够成为一个新团献给神。
So it means that you have to purge out, you have to purify yourself.
换言之，这个意思就是说，我们要把那一个旧的东西、旧造的东西除尽，让我们自洁在神的面前。
This is a strong word.
这是一个很强烈的动词。
To purge, to purify,
除掉、洁净。
But it doesn't mean that you have to separate yourself from other people.
这个不是意，这个的意思不是说我们就孤芳自己活在自己，我们不跟人接触了。
As if I'm holier than you are.
我比你圣洁。
No.
不是这个意思。
It is from yourself.
这个分别不是跟别人分，是跟你自己的老我分。
You purify yourself.
你要跟你的老我分开。
You purge all the old leaven that is within you.
你要把你里面所有的这个旧的面酵把它除掉。
That is to say, you are not contented to be a vessel to dishonor.
换言之，你不以这个卑贱的器皿为满足。
You want to be a vessel to honor.
你有一个强烈的愿望要成为贵重的器皿。
You want to honor God.
因为你要荣耀神。
And for the sake of honoring God.
为着荣耀神的目的。
Whatever is of yourselves and whatever is of the world, you are willing to purge it out.
凡是出于你自己的，凡是出于这个世界的，你愿意出代价把它除掉。
And you are willing to be holy towards God.
这样， 向着神，你愿意做一个圣洁的器皿。
So the Bible says, sanctified, serviceable to the Master, prepared for every good work.
所以二十一节的下半节就说，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
What do you mean by sanctified?
什么意思叫做成为圣洁呢？
By sanctified simply means you are separated and you are offered to God.
这个意思就是说，你知道你是分别出来的人，是归于基督的人。
You are separated from that which will dishonor God.
那些凡是不能够荣耀神的，你都要把自己与那些分别出来。
You separate yourselves from that Adamic right and from that worldly things.
你要把自己从那个旧造的生命中分别出来，与那个属世的生命中把它分别出来。
And you want to offer yourself completely to God.
这样把你自己完完全全的献给他。
This is the meaning of consecration.
这叫做奉献的真理。
And if you are so doing, then you will be serviceable to the Master.
你如果这样做，你就成为合乎主用的器皿。
Brothers and sisters, we all have a master.
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道我们都有一个主人？
Do not think that you are your own master.
你不要以为你是你自己的主人。
You remember the story of Apostle Paul.
你记得保罗的故事吗？
When he was a young man, Saul.
他年轻的时候名叫扫罗。
He was his own master.
他自己做老板。
But on the road to Damascus,
有一天他在大马士的路去大马士的路上
he met his true master.
他遇见他真正的主人。
The Lord said,
主对他说
It is hard for you to kick the goad.
你用脚踢刺是难的。
And we know the background of this saying.
这句话有它的典故。
In the old days, people always plow with horses or with ox.
在古时候，人耕地的时候，有的人用马，有的人用牛。
And they will put the ox or the ox under a yoke.
那么这个马也好，牛也好，要放一个轭在他的背上。
And the master will use that animal to plow the field.
然后这个农夫呢，就这样来耕那个地。
But on the other hand of the master, of the farmer, there is a goat.
那么在耕地的时候呢，这个农夫另外一个手里就拿着这一个刺。
It is a sharp instrument.
是一个尖的工具。
Why did he have that?
为什么农夫的手里要拿着这个刺？有刺的边呢
？Because the animal has its own idea.
因为这个耕地的动物呢，有它自己的想法的。
Sometimes he wants to go his own way.
他想走他自己的路。
But you cannot plow with such a situation.
如果这个动物要走他自己的路，那你这个耕地就耕不成了。
So the master will hold the animal to a straight course.
那么这个农夫呢，就要把这个牛也好，马也好，带到这个直的路上。
And if the animal should go off,
那如果它偏路了，偏差了呢
？Go its own way,
走它自己的路呢
？What will the master do?
那农夫要怎么做呢
？He will use the goads.
他就要用这个带刺的鞭。
And he will use the goads to touch the leg of the animal.
他就要打那个动物的腿。
Of course. It is a very soft touch.
是一个轻的击打
because he doesn't want to hurt the animal.
他并没有伤害那个动物。
But the animal does not understand.
那但是这个动物脑袋转不过来啊。
It kicks back.
那就踢回去。
And it hurts.
那就很痛咯。
But after a few hurts, he learned the lesson.
那么痛他几下呢，就学乖了。
Ah, he know he has a master.
啊，他知道了，他有一个主人。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Saul was like that.
扫罗当年就是这个样子。
So the Lord said, "Don't you know you have a master?"
所以主的意思就是说，你难道不知道你有一个主人吗
？Why do you kick the goats?
你踢刺是难的。
You hurt yourself.
你只有伤害自己。
So Saul said.Lord, what shall I do?
所以扫罗马上说：“主啊，你要我做什么？”
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Have we learned this lesson?
我们的一生当中学过这样的功课没有
？That we may really yield ourselves to the Lord.
我们真正有一天服服帖帖的在主的面前
，Knowing that He is our master.
你心里面的的确确知道他是你的主人。
Unless you know this,
除非你真正认识这个点
，you are not serviceable to the master.
那你这个人在神的眼前是没有用的。
Prepared for every good work.
这里说要预备行各样的善事。
In the Bible, the good here doesn't mean.Anything that is good to your idea.
这里讲的善事并不是你眼中看为的所谓的善事
Or the world considers as good.
或者世界上说的善事不是这个事
The good in the scripture only means according to the will of God.
圣经中讲的善事只有一个定义就是合乎神旨意的这件事
You rememberIn the Sermon on the Mount,
你记得在登山宝训上这样说
One day people will come before the Lord.
有一天，主预言有一天人要到主的面前说
And say, Lord, Lord.
说主啊，主啊。
We cast out demons in your name.
我奉你的名赶鬼。
We preach your word.
我奉你的名传道。
We do miracles.
我们也做了许多神迹。
We are serving you.
我们是侍奉你啊。
But what will the Lord said?
但是你听主人怎么说呢
？The Lord said, "I do not know you."
主说我不认识你。
I do not approve you.
我也不称许你的做工。
You are wicked.
你是坏人。
Wait, why?
为什么主这样说
？Because it is not.In His will,
因为这个人所做的并没有符合神的旨意。
If we want to serve God,
如果我们有心愿要侍奉神
，it has to be according to His will.
那我们所做的事必须合乎他那个旨意。
Not according to what we like,
不是我喜欢做什么就做什么。
We think that God should like it too.
我喜欢，我就认为神一定也喜欢。
We are not serviceable.
你这样的态度，你不可能侍奉神。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，It is only when we really purify ourselves.
所以，只有当我们自洁的时候
，We have a responsibility.
我们就有了一个责任。
We know all is grace.
我们知道神是有恩典的神。
And yet we have a responsibility.
但是我们同时要知道我们有责任。
We have to allow grace to so work in our life.
我们要让神这个恩典真正在我们身上来做工
，that we are willing, able, to let grace work out within us.
那么我们能够让神的恩典真正从我们里面把神的旨意做出来。
And then finally,
最后
，in verse 22,
在二十二节
，there is an exhortation.
这里有一个鼓励的话。
And what is the exhortation to us today?
今天在这个时代，神对我们的鼓励是什么呢
？He said, "But youthful lusts flee, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those that call upon the Lord out of a pure heart."
你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人，追求 公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Flee, pursue.
这里有两个动词，一个是逃避，一个是追求。
This shows that we are 一个 running a course.
这个是我们这个在这个赛跑上跑的人的一个标记。
Life is active.
我们的生活应该是主动的。
Negatively, we have to flee from.
在消极来讲，我们从一些事物要逃避。
And positively, we have to pursue after.
正面上呢，我们要去追求一些。
Now, what should we flee from?
那么到底逃避什么呢？
It says youthful lust. Flee from youthful lust.
逃避少年的私欲。
Now, formerly, when I read this verse,
我以前读这节圣经，
I thought this refers to the young people.
觉得这一段话是指着年轻人说。
Of course, I'm not included.
我不包括在里头。
But the more I meditate on it,
但是我越默想这段话，
the more I think it is more important to the older people than the younger people.
这段话对年长的人的重要性更大，比对年轻人。
Now, what are youthful lusts?
到底这里说的少年人的私欲指什么东西？
Now, if you read First John, you'll find youthful lust number one is the world.
那么你如果读约翰一书的时候，你就会发现它的答案，第一是指着这个世界。
Young people love the world.
年轻人都爱世界。
When we older men said, "Don't love the world."
当年长的对年轻的说，不要爱世界。
They said, "You have tasted the world; we haven't yet."
你们老早都尝过世界的滋味，我们还没尝过嘞。
When we are as old as you, then we will love it.
当我们像你那么老的时候，我们就不会爱世界。
But unfortunately, we find older men love the world more than the younger ones.
但是很不幸的是，老的爱世界比年轻人爱得更厉害。
Flee from it.
圣经说逃避。
What is youthful lust?
什么是少年人的私欲？
When you are young, you are full of self.
当你属灵年幼的时候，都是充满了己。
A little baby is lovely.
一个小婴孩是很可爱的。
But there is no one that can surpass that little baby in loving self.
但是在这个小婴孩身上所表现的，他的己的生命的强度，没有人超过他的。
It is all me.
我最重要。
It doesn't matter who you are.
不管你是谁。
If he wants to cry, he cries at midnight.
他半夜要哭，就是哭。
He cannot wait.
他不等的。
You have to serve him right away.
那你马上得服侍他。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
this Adamic nature is in us.
这个老亚当的生命在我们每个人里头都有。
With a young person, his self is developed and developed.
一个孩子在长大的过程中就是发展他这个己生命。
I want my way.
我要实现我的路，我所要的。
I know better.
我知道的更多。
You belong to the former century.
你们是老一代的人。
You don't know everything.
你不知道现在的人怎么想。
Youthful lust pertains to their self-life.
这个少年的私欲的特征就是表现自己的自我。
But if we do not bear the cross in our young days,
如果我们年幼的时候没有背起十字架来操练的话，
When we are old, we are very self-centered.
当你老的时候，你就变成一个非常自我中心的一个老人。
And that's why old people sometimes are very difficult to deal with.
这就是为什么老人常常搞不过他们的原因。
Flee youthfulness.
但是圣经说逃避少年人的私欲。
Flee with purpose.
逃避你对这个世界的雄心。
But that's negative.
这是消极来说。
There is the positive side.
这里还有一个积极的面。
We have to pursue.
那是追求。
Pursue is something that you have to apply yourself.
那么你要追求的话，你就要出力了。
It is not just loafing around.
不是天天闲而无事的样子。
It is with purpose.
你是心中有目标的。
With diligence.
你要殷勤。
With even energy and hardship.
你愿意出代价，忍受一些艰难的情况。
You have to pursue something.
那你这样追求它。
You know, spiritual things are free, that's true.
是属灵的事情免费。
It's all the grace of God.
因为每一件事情都是神的恩典。
But strangely, the Bible tells us we have to be diligent.
但是神却告诉我们，对属灵的事情你要殷勤。
To the diligent, the Lord will give more grace.
对那些殷勤的人，神有更多的恩典赐下。
If you want, then He will give you more.
如果你真的愿意要，神就给你更多。
If you don't care,
如果你根本不在乎
，Why should He give it to you?
神也不会给你。
So, brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，We have to pursue.
这里你要追求
，pursue the right thing.
追求对的
What should we pursue?
追求什么
We should pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
公义、信心、爱与和平
These are the characters of Christ.
这都是讲到基督的品格
When we say we are pursuing after Christ,
当我们说我们追求基督
We are pursuing spiritual things.
我们追求属灵的事。
What do you mean?
什么意思?
It means nothing but pursuing after His likeness.
它的简单的话来说，就是你追求像基督的模样。
Because it is the eternal will of God.
这个是神那个永远的旨意。
That we should be transformed and conformed to the image of His beloved Son.
神的旨意乃是要我们被磨成他儿子的形象。
How do we do it?
怎么做得到？怎么达得到？
It is not something external.
这个不是在外面。
It is something internal.
这是里面的故事。
We pursue after His character.
我们追求基督的品格
He is righteous
他是公义的
So we pursue after righteousness
所以我们必须有一个追求公义的心
He is faith
他是可信的
So we pursue after faith
所以我们也要追求可信
He is love
他是充满爱
We pursue after love
我们就要追求爱
And He is peace
他是平安
We pursue after peace
我们就追求和平
It is not pursuing after a teaching or a doctrine
我们并不是去追求一种特别的教导一种教义
It is not pursuing after something abstract
不是追求一些抽象的东西
When you pursue after righteousness it is pursuing after Christ
你追求公义就是追求基督
Because he is righteous
因为基督就是义
If you pursue after faith,
如果你追求信
it is not that you try to produce a faith in yourself.
这并不是说你要让自己里面有一个自信，不是。
What is faith?
什么是信心？
He is the author and perfecter of faith.
基督是我们信心的创始者与成终者。
You, the more you look at him, the more faith will be your share.
你越注目在他的身上，我们里面的信心就越来越增加。
The same is with love.
同样追求爱。
Love is not something that we can produce ourselves.
同样，爱也不是我们从里面这个人的爱。
It is His love shed abroad in our hearts.
乃是基督的爱充满我们的心。
It is Christ Himself.
这个爱无非是基督的本身。
And peace, the same thing.
同样，那个和平平安也是这样。
We have peace with ourselves.
我们跟自己有平安。
Peace with God.
我们跟神有平安。
Peace with other people.
我们跟人之间也有平安。
How do we do it?
怎么办到？
Because the Prince of Peace is in us.
因为我们里面如果有和平的君就达到了。
So, brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Christian life is very exciting.
基督徒的生活是充满兴奋的。
It is not just a lay back doing nothing.
不是你躺在那里天天晒太阳。
It is thrilling, pursuing with purpose.
乃是你有一个目标来追求。
But not alone.
而又不是个人而已。
You cannot do it alone.
你自己追求是做办不到的。
You have to pursue with those who pray to the Lord with a pure heart.
你要与那些倾心祷告主的人一同追求。
There are people today.
今天有一些人
who have a pure heart towards the Lord.
对神有一个清洁的心。
And they are praying.
然后他们在那边祷告。
Seeking.
寻求。
And with them,You should pursue together.
你就找这样的一群人一起追求。
We can encourage one another.
因为这样我们就可以彼此来鼓励。
And this is the way that we should live in our time.
这里所讲的就告诉我们在今天这一个悖谬的时代如何生活的秘诀。
So may the Lord have mercy upon each and everyone.
愿主在我们每一个弟兄姊妹身上都有这样的恩典够我们用。
The Lord bless you all.
愿主祝福每一位。
Amen.
Amen.